welcome back again. Here's Tim Karskaden with you from Christian Center Shreveport. Glad you've joined us again on our daily podcast. We're talking about preparing the way of the Lord this week. Are you called to do that? Are you doing that to prepare for what God is about to do in the future? Join us as we talk about this. Well, welcome. That's the question we have for you this week. Are you walking in that kind of a mantle? We all should be preparing the way of the Lord. Everything we do should prepare for Him to show up in a situation, in our homes, in our jobs, in our ministries that we're involved with, wherever we are. Our goal is to elevate Him and to fulfill His mandate, His mission in the earth, His commission in the earth through advancing the kingdom of God. And when we say kingdom, we're talking about the gospel of the kingdom, which is the full manifestation of everything that He is. Not just salvation, but salvation unto repentance, salvation unto deliverance and healing and cultural shift and transformation in societies and in communities. And so that's what we're called to do, is prepare the way of the Lord. Well, maybe you're not a preacher. Maybe you don't have a microphone, a platform. That doesn't mean you're not called to prepare the way. John the Baptist did it in the wilderness. How many of y'all feel like you're in the wilderness today? Well, if you are, then you're supposed to be preparing the way of the Lord in the wilderness. In that place, in a dry place, when it looks like nobody's around, it doesn't matter, it's insignificant what you're doing, you are preparing the way of the Lord. And yesterday I told you today we would be talking about some of the attributes to kind of identify if you are walking in your mandate as a one who prepares the way of the Lord. And these are kind of some of the things you emotionally will go through, and kind of just give you an internal indicator that, okay, this is what I'm doing. I'm not weird. I'm doing what I'm called to do. Remember, I don't endorse being weird just for being weird and being different just for being different. You know, some people pride themselves in that, and that's what it is. It's prideful. When you're doing the things of God, you will be different. And you, most of the time, when you know it's the Lord, is you don't want to do it. As far as you don't want to embrace the rejection, the glares, the looks, the small talk that comes from everybody else while you're trying to do what God's called you to do. So listen to some of these things and see if they don't identify with where you are. And, you tend to be somewhat dissatisfied where you're at. I think there's a holy frustration that we need. That, look, I'm not fully the son of God, that the sons of God that we're called to be in Romans chapter 8. There should be a holy dissatisfaction in you, but not to the point that you get angry and frustrated and you don't want to do anything, but you want to be an advocate to help bring the change for not only you, but for those around you. If you see people not being what they're supposed to be and doing what they're supposed to be doing, that's one who's called to prepare the way of the Lord. You know, there's something, when you hear testimonies of people who are making a difference in the earth, dealing with issues, changing things, that there should be something that comes like alive in you. It just like, it resonates in your spirit, man. You're like, yes, I want to make a difference. I don't want to just be somebody who's here. I want to make a difference with my life. I want to make a difference in my purpose. One of the things that also is that, I think those who are redemptive prophets, excel at this. Others who don't have that redemptive gift struggle a little bit. But, being right is more important to you than just being what everybody else is, being part of the majority of what people are and what they do. You want to do the right things, that you have a passion for that, you're willing to go ahead and fail, you're going to try, then you'd rather try and fail than just live a life that you never tried. I think that's something that, I don't know what it is. There's a moment, a second where you make that decision that, look, I'm going for it. Even if I fail, I'm going to do the right thing. I've shared this before, but look, I'm going to go under. I'm going under with Jesus, doing what He told me to do and walking in what He told me to walk in. I'm not going to not try, okay? When there is change, it doesn't bother you like it does everybody else. That everybody else is struggling with the change, but it doesn't seem to bother you. that hey, yeah, maybe awkward and inconvenient for you right then and there, but the fact is it doesn't bother you one bit. You rather go toward the change. You know, you don't want to follow other people per se and do the norm. You know, do church's norm, do Christianity's norm. Again, not to be different, just to be different. But look, if you're looking at that and it's dead in your spirit, and you're just like, man, that's killing me. I'm dying there. You know, for me and for us, most of you listen on here, you're spirit-filled. You've been baptized in the Holy Spirit. You walk in the gifts of the Spirit. You've had dreams, visions, encounters. You've had visitations. You've had all sorts of things that have happened to you. The thought of going back to religion or going back into a walk where none of that is there, can't do it. I just can't go there. I mean, that's death to me. And we're called to prepare the way of the Lord. And how can I not go from glory to glory? How can I go from glory to a lesser glory? And not that I have the glory, but He has the glory. And when He takes us into deeper things, that's the glory of God. You know, I think one thing that you hate is boredom. You know, we dealt with this. That some people who are bored, you know, with their walk in the Lord, it can be a poverty spirit, and that they don't think they're going to reap a harvest, so they just get bored. You know, why? What am I doing? What am I doing this for? It's boring. Look, Christianity should be anything but boring. And if you're one who's called to prepare the way of the Lord, let me tell you, it is not boring. It may not be fun all the time, but it at least is not boring. And doing prophetic things and hearing the Lord and obeying His word is not boring. It is life-fulfilling. It is exciting. It is a lot of energy that you have to put into it. And so when Christians tell me they're bored, I'm like, man. You know, sometimes when I see believers going off on tangents and fighting fights that aren't even worth fighting, it's because they got bored. They started picking on things that they weren't worthy. When I hear that stuff, I say, man, you got too much free time. If you're doing the things of the kingdom, you don't have time to be thinking about stupid stuff like that. Somebody gave me a notice today about a ministry that there are certain ministries that people hate, but there are bloggers and podcast people and YouTubers that they dedicate their lives to attacking those ministries. Literally, do daily broadcasts attacking those ministries. Let me tell you, that's boring. How are you advancing the kingdom? Well, I'm bringing righteousness in the earth. I'm letting everybody know that they're false and whatever. You know, Paul didn't do that. Jesus didn't do that. Pharisees did. I'm not saying that we shouldn't herald a voice when somebody's in error, in the sense that they're false. You know, they're not truly a follower of Christ. But Paul in Philippians, when they came to him about somebody that was ministering out of selfish motives, you know, he said, are they preaching Jesus? And the answer was yes. And he said, well, leave them alone. Jesus, when the one who was performing miracles and stuff, and the disciples said, should we call down fire from heaven? Jesus said, they're for us and not against us. You know, your boredom will lead you to do stupid stuff. Preparing the way of the Lord will keep you so busy and invigorated and energized that you will not be bored with your walk, you know? And going into the unknown will be exciting rather than fearful, okay? If you just hate status quo and doing the same stuff over and over again, look, you're called to prepare the way of the Lord. That's what you're called to do if you can't stand that. You know, if you're one that cannot stand to be losing liberties, you know, in our nation, and most of you to listen, your nation's the same thing because it's a spirit in the world. We're losing liberties right and left. You know, I have to say for our president, when you look at our society, we're not losing liberties under his regime, under his doctrine, under his, you know, institution, but we are by some of those others who are wanting to take our liberties away from us. Okay, if you can't stand that in the natural, then, you know, you're going to be one of those who have a pioneer spirit or a warrior spirit or preparing the way Elijah's spirit, whatever you want. I'm making up spirit names, you know. But the fact is you want to bring change, and you'd rather die than lose something. You know, the status quo does not work, and the loss of liberty is not going to be acceptable. Stand up and do something crazy. You know, I shared a couple weeks ago, you know, we, in one of the elections back in, I think it was 12, the Lord told us to go to 7 states and pray, you know, because God's agenda was not being manifested in politics in our nation. So we went and prayed at 7 states. We got 3 or 4 days. I can't remember how many days we were, thousands of miles. We drove and, you know, we prayed. And, you know, in the natural, we lost. The election went the other way. But the fact is, we made a declaration. I wasn't going to sit there and lose. I didn't want to just go down and lose my liberties without a fight. And we, because of that election, the person that got office started taking liberties away from us. But I'm fighting, and I fought the whole time that was in office. I fought it the whole time. I'm preparing the way of the Lord. And the Lord, the Bible says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And we have to fight for it. Look, if you got a pioneer, if you have a preparing the way spirit, like John the Baptist, you know, just low risk is not going to be your game. You know, you can't just sit there and let topics just go untouched. You want to go after them. You want your life to count for something more than just attaining material things. You want to make a difference with your life, you know, and you'd rather die trying to do something than to live without trying to do it, okay? So, again, you are different, and everybody notices you're different, but, you know, it's not to be different to be different. But you, when you're preparing the way, Lord, you will be different. Everybody was talking about John the Baptist. Everybody was talking about Elijah. Because why? They were not the status quo. They were not doing what everybody else was doing. And if you're going to prepare the way of the Lord, that's part of the price. So I'm asking you, did I name some things today that identified where you are? Then guess what? You're called to walk in that place of preparing the way of the Lord. Now we're going to build the rest of the week of some of the things you can do to participate with that, preparing the way of the Lord. And being one who walks in that call. So come back tomorrow. All right, see you.